Welcome. RebCap Creations is thrilled to present Misinformed, a thought-provoking, witty play written by the brilliant Eden McIntyre. Dive into a compelling dialogue written about our post-truth era, where narratives and counter-narratives compete for our attention.
Is this us then?
Looks like it.
Not much of a turnout. When's the protest actually meant to start?
Dunno, 10 maybe? I saw some other protesty looking people over there by the Pret a Manger.
I could do with a Pret actually.
Can't.
Oh, why not?
They don't pay taxes and we're against that.
Oh, right. Are we?
Yep. And they're killing animals.
Really?
Yep.
What, are they hunting them or something?
No, don't be stupid. They're using them as slave labour.
Of course. Yeah, that makes sense. Come on. That's nearly 10 minutes.
You've got somewhere better to be?
I've only got the morning off. Meant to be working from home, but my flatmate works from home too, and I can never concentrate.
Yeah, what's he do again?
Teaches saxophone to six-year-olds.
Oh, that'll do it, yeah. You should do what I do and claim these protests back as mandatory civil service and just tell your work you can't come in.
Didn't know you could do that. Can you do that?
Well, they let people off for jury duty, and that's like a civil service or whatever, and all they're doing is saying if someone's guilty or not. We're doing the same thing, but on the street.
Hadn't thought about it like that. Makes sense. You want anything from the bag?
Nah, I need to save my strength.
Wouldn't it be better to eat something, so you have strength?
No, it doesn't work like that. I need to be focused on the now.
Well, I'm having a Kit Kat.
Actually, can I have one of those?
Fine. Here.
Wait, what's that?
What's what?
That! What I'm pointing at, obviously.
Oh. A bag?
Exactly.
It's just a bag.
Oh, a non-reusable, non-tote, environmentally unfriendly bag.
It was only 10p.
Free advertising for an evil corporation.
Is Tesco evil?
I'll check the list, hang on.
You've got a list?
You haven't.
Should I?
Well, how else are you going to keep track of all the things we're not allowed to like?
It's only a bag.
Well, think about this, right? They're charging you 10p not only for you to advertise their non-organic oil-based products, but they're still making the bags, aren't they?
What do you mean?
Well, those bags are in circulation, right? Regardless of whether you buy them, they're still being made, ergo.
Ergo? Who's he?
Ergo, the bags are bad for the environment, you get me?
In a very roundabout way.
The only difference is you're being robbed 10p to promote them, and you could easily be investing that 10p into, I don't know, a local charity.
Which one?
I don't know. Dogs Trust.
Would that help? 10p?
Yeah, maybe. But only if loads of people give in their 10p.
You'd need like 10,000 people giving in their 10p's to make a tenner.
Yeah, are you sure about the maths?
Yes. I don't know about this. I'm honestly not sure the dogs would have much use for it. Are dogs any good at counting loose change?
I think they give it to humans to do it for them, and then they must, like, just give it to them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, obviously.
You wouldn't see a dog with a non-reusable bag, though, I'll tell you that much. Even they know that you should bring a tote. I never leave the flat without one, or at least a bum bag or something. I'm trying to be 110% eco-friendly.
Don't these Kit Kats have palm oil in them?
Yeah, but not too much. You're going to have to get rid of that bag, though.
What?
The bag! Chuck it! Before the other protesters get here. If they see it, they might kick us out.
What if they're pro-single-use plastic?
I don't think that's a thing.
Everything's a thing. There's probably someone out there who thinks we should be using half a single-use plastic or something.
Half a single-use plastic? What would that even be?
Use a bit of a bag, save some for later.
Isn't that then just a bag for life?
It's not a bag for life if you only use it twice. What if I want to have other bags, from other shops? I'm not a penguin.
What's penguins got to do with this? We're not talking about mating for life here, it's just a bag.
It's just a bag, exactly.
Oh, for...
It's a bag that's made of plastic and it's still covered in palm oil advertising or whatever. So by Ergo's logic, that's not good.
It's my logic, not Ergo's.
Who even is Ergo?
Look, forget about Ergo.
I can't, you keep talking about him.
Well, just get rid of the bag. It's bad for the environment and free will.
Okay, fine. Where should I...
Don't know, just throw it away.
Throw it away?
Before someone notices.
Okay, done.
Honestly, super bad for the environment carrying one of those around.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry. Don't know what came over me. Should have thought.
You've just got to tune yourself to these things, you know? One wrong move and there's another turtle gone.
Huh?
Turtle's number one predator.
Stress?
No, plastic bags, especially the ones from Tesco's.
Do you get many turtles in the city?
Not the point, is it? Turtles are just naturally attracted to plastic bags, and when they find them, they get all allergic and suffocate and die.
Oh, God. I didn't know.
They get within a foot of a plastic bag, and they just forget how to breathe.
That's so sad.
I know.
What about tortoises?
Nah, they're fine.
My uncle had a tortoise.
It's face masks you have to worry about with them. That single-use PPE stuff.
Oh, I was so against that.
Same.
And vaccines.
Hmm?
Yeah, didn't want to become a 5G transmitter. Whatever else they were putting in those injections.
Oh. But you get really good Wi-Fi.
Never thought about it like that.
Yeah, people have to pay you to get on your network.
Huh.
I'm up 200 quid a month.
Really? Are they still doing the vaccine?
Nah, discontinued. Everyone's saved, and we've got enough 5G coverage. And obviously, we need to discontinue the PPE too, because the tortoises keep dying.
Suffocated by the masks?
No, they didn't make masks small enough for the tortoises, so they keep catching COVID.
That's what happened to my uncle's tortoise.
Yep. Sad days for tortoises and turtles.
Is there, like, a charity for turtles? Like a turtle trust?
Oh, probably. There's a charity for everything. And turtles need the money more than dogs, I reckon. People are always spoiling their dogs, you know. When was the last time you saw a turtle getting anything for its birthday?
That's true. I don't think I've even seen a turtle celebrate a birthday.
It's depressing, actually.
Yeah.
You need to think of the kids, too.
Kids?
Yeah, all the kids in the sweatshops making those Tesco's bags. They're probably getting paid way less than what these corporate overlords are forcing us to buy them for.
Must be a really hard life.
I couldn't do it.
No.
Imagine being born in one of those poor countries like France or whatever, and your life's ambition is to be the person who, like, glues the plastic bags together.
I know. Shocking. Are you sure we can't have a prep?
No.
Getting hungry just thinking about France.
Okay, fine. Soy latte, but with oat milk instead of soy for me. Oh, here. I've got a reusable cup.
It's plastic.
Mm-hmm. But it's a cup for life.
Covered in advertising.
Just go and get us coffee.
What do you think about space travel?
Space travel?
Yeah, rockets and that.
I know what space travel entails.
Well?
Against it, obviously. Bad for the environment.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Because when the rockets blast off or whatever, they leave all that petrol behind.
Wouldn't it be diesel?
It's the same thing. Petrol, diesel, it's like a brand name.
Like Pepsi and Coke.
Yeah, exactly.
Need to remember that next time I'm filling up. Prefer Pepsi, if I'm being honest.
And when all that petrol is left behind, it kills swans.
No way.
No, seriously.
That's well sus. Imagine killing swans.
And sometimes if the swans don't get off the runways fast enough, they get run over.
By the rockets?
Yeah, when they're taxiing or whatever. I read it on Twitter.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a whole account that just tells you stuff you didn't know.
What's the handle?
Well, just search for @Charlie_conspiracyking43. He's like a consultant for GB News or something.
What's a conspiracy?
It's like, I think it's like a fancy word for an obscure fact.
Ah, no, you're right. NASA kills swans. Doesn't the Queen own all the swans?
King now.
What?
He got a promotion. Now he gets to own all the swans. And I think that's why all the space people want to kill them. And think about it, all those American businessmen, Richard Branson.
The pickle guy?
Yeah, and Elon Musk.
My dad likes his music. He cries at Candle in the Wind.
They want to kill all the swans to show that they have more power than the king. And what's the best way to do that? By going into space.
I get it.
But get this, the king actually owns all the white swans.
I thought they were all white.
No, they're the ones that look white but aren't actually white, and the king doesn't own them, but I think he has some kind of hereditary ruling over them, like Australia.
Got ya.
Ooh, scroll down to that thread about the lizards.
You mean how the royal family are actually Illuminati lizard aliens, horsemen of the New World Order in the imminent apocalypse, and they don't swear?
No, what's that about?
Oh, the royal family are Illuminati lizard aliens, horsemen of the New World Order and the imminent apocalypse. And they don't sweat.
Really?
Yeah. I thought everyone knew that. Didn't Harry write about it in that book? He wrote about everything else.
Well, no one told me. But they look...
weird, exactly.
I was going to say normal.
Ah, but they wear realistic skin suits. Well, mostly realistic. Your Twitter man's got a thread about that too.
Must have missed it. I was too enthralled about that thing about, well, see if we can find it. It's about how there's a whole country somewhere in Africa.
You mean city? Africa is a country.
I thought it was a continent.
No, it's a country, definitely. My uncle went there on safari. It was like an all-inclusive thing, and he got to ride on an elephant.
Right, well, there's a city in Africa, and it's run by lizard people, and they all have jobs and are adding to the economy by, like, 30%.
No, I don't see that.
Ah, oh, I must have been somewhere else. Maybe a dream. Anyway, I was wondering, do you think that lizard communities need to go out protesting?
What for?
I don't know, more rights for lizards or something?
Probably. I don't know. What rights do lizards have?
Probably more than us. They all must be happy enough, I guess.
Could we get arrested for protesting?
Not if we run fast.
What?
Well, it depends on how passionate you are about protesting, I suppose. Or where you're doing it. Or what you're wearing or not wearing. Or what you're saying and how you're saying it. And to who and about who. And how guilty the person feels. And despite knowing you're right, has a really fragile ego. Or if you look like you haven't had a shower in a while.
Huh. So, could the police come up to us right now and just arrest us?
No, of course not. We look pretty clean. And the protest hasn't started yet anyway.
Huh.
Remember, this is a civil service. Most of the time the police actually like people protesting.
They do?
Yeah, it gets people out and about. It means they can protect them better and help people in large, relatively defenseless groups.
All right.
Nah, I think protesting's a good thing. Gets everyone together, livens up the place a little bit. It's a good laugh.
And, obviously, it's meaningful for what we're actually protesting about. Obviously.
What? Oh, yeah, obviously. And it's entertaining.
Is it?
I know for a fact that these people in these offices around here are saying to themselves, I can't wait for that protest to kick off because it'll give us something to watch, you know?
You don't think it annoys them, do you?
Of course not. I mean, do marches annoy people?
Hmm.
Or loud noises and angry groups of confusing people?
Hmm.
Or throwing paint at priceless paintings?
You what?
Oh, or random road closures. Protesting's really good for the roads too. I mean, I don't drive, but that's definitely a fact.
Right.
They can close the roads and that means cars and buses can't go through, ergo.
Ergo, there he is again.
Ergo, the polar bears aren't dying.
Because of pollution and global warming.
Huh?
We should do away with cars altogether.
Oh, yeah.
And buses.
Definitely.
And computers and phones.
Really?
No, sorry. Realised how mad that was when I said it out loud.
People wouldn't be able to organise these protests if they didn't have phones. And we wouldn't be able to attend because we wouldn't be able to check in.
Oh, I guess you're right.
I'm always right.
I've never actually been to a proper protest before. I thought this was going to be a load of shit, but you've convinced me.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
Quite excited, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a good one. I was at one last week.
What for?
Don't know, poverty or something. Anyway, we'd only been marching with megaphones and the fazzlers for like 5 minutes and they started hosing us.
Hosing you?
Imagine that. And I'm so glad they did because it was absolutely roasting out. Everyone was having a great laugh. It was like a big garden party.
Right.
I just thought it was a really cool thing to do, you know? The police could see everyone was out in the sun, so they got out the hoses, and then the horses, and then the tear gas.
Okay. That's weird. There's another plastic bag.
Who the hell keeps bringing plastic bags? What if there are turtles around?
Wait, I think it might be our one.
Your one?
Yeah, that's what I said. Should we do something about it?
Well, we can't take it home with us.
I could just put it in my pocket.
No, because chances are you forget about it and then it'll let out harmful amounts of radiation. Remember Chernobyl?
Didn't watch it.
Radiation?
Because of plastic bags.
What? No. But it's just something to always be cautious about.
Right. Of course. Sorry. I could put the bag in the bin.
Yeah. Yeah, do that.
There isn't a recycling bin.
Recycling's a myth. They sort it all at the end. Trust me, I know a guy who works with the bins behind M&S. Just get rid of it properly this time.
There.
Problem solved.
Did anyone see me?
Don't think so.
Can't believe I touched something that's been on the ground and might be radioactive.
And made out of palm oil.
And glued together by a poor French person.
It's over now. Let's never talk about this again. In fact, let's not talk about anything we've discussed ever again.
Why?
Don't want to get cancelled, do I?
For what?
Any of it.
Bayou.
Anyone.
I don't think anyone's going to cancel you. You don't have a podcast or a slot on New GB News. You work in Holland and Barrett.
Just have to be sure. I would know how I'd live if I got cancelled.
Probably exactly the same. But you just wouldn't use Twitter, which might actually be a good thing.
But where would I get my obscure facts?
Good point. Do you think this is gonna start soon?
No, it better. My battery's only at 22%.
Oh God, that's the worst possible news.
I'm just thankful I've got good coverage. I need some good shots for the gram. Although, it might not be one of those Insta-worthy protests. Could be loads of old people here or something. People in their 40s, ugh. No one online needs to see that.
Oh, I suppose. Hadn't thought about that. What are we protesting again?
Oh, no idea. I just thought on Facebook. Protest. Thought it could be a good one.
Ah, yeah. Well, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, no problem. Need someone to take shots of me. Oh, hey, look. It's starting. Right, come on. Before our phones die.
Do we need to pick up one of these signs?
If you like. Probably just tells us what we're shouting about.
Protest against misinformation. What's that mean?
Missed information? Something to do with the government, probably.
Maybe it's about the swans.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be it. Right, let's go spread some truth.
Do you think they'll be giving out water?
Oh, yeah. But I only take the sparkling stuff.
Hey, look. Plastic bottles.
You've been listening to Misinformed, written by Eden McIntyre and performed by Eleanor Dickinson and Christian Reeve. You can find more information about this production in the show notes below. Please press the subscribe button and visit our website www.rebcatcreations.com to find out more about our other productions. So from all of us at Rebcat Creations, thank you very much for tuning in, and until the next time.